Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's review is Catacombs by Ezra Corporation, or Corp for short. So I just want to just dive into the description of this game, and I took this description from their own words, so I don't mess it up for you. So Catacombs is an action/dexterity-based adventure board game. One player controls the overseer, or as I like to say, the dungeon master, because that's just what you feel like, controlling the monsters of the catacombs. The other players control the four heroes who cooperatively, so it's a co-op game, try to defeat the monsters and eventually the catacomb lord. Each of the heroes has special abilities that must also be used effectively if they are to prevail. The main mechanism of catacombs is for the players to flick. So flick, you're flicking wooden discs representing the monsters and the heroes and any of the attacks that they have. So you can, you know, spells, missiles like arrows or other special abilities, and can cause other effects. When all the monsters of a room have been cleared, the heroes can move further into the catacomb. Items and equipment upgrades can be purchased from the merchant with gold taken from the fallen monsters. The catacomb lord is the final danger that the heroes must defeat to win the game. Conversely, the overseer wins if all the heroes are defeated. The game is designed for quick setup and fast play within, you know, about 30 to 60 minutes. And of course, that was a little bit longer for me because usually that's, you know, the time on a box is like when you're very good at a game or you know how to play it right away. Of course, the game's going to be a little bit longer when you're learning the rules and everything. But let's jump into it. First impressions. This is a big box. I was like, when I got it in the mail, I'm like, what is this? And then I opened it up, I'm like, oh, it's Catacombs. And this thing was huge. And I was like, I was kind of surprised. And it had tons of the little wooden discs and pieces. So, you know, stuff from the size of a 50-cent piece to things that were smaller than a, you know, penny. And, you know, like a little pin. Like, they're just crazy amounts of sizes and thicknesses. And it was really cool. But the art style of the game, I just loved it. It was so fantastic. And now, granted, this is a newer edition of Catacombs. So the previous editions, the graphics were a little bit more, scary, I guess you could say. It wasn't really necessarily geared towards a younger audience. But with the new graphics, it's like very cartoony. And I really, really enjoyed that. And it took some time to assemble the pieces. They have all the wooden pieces, granted. But every single wooden piece has, you know, a specific monster or character that goes on it. So they give you sheets of stickers that you can place on the individual wooden discs. And so that took a little time to do that. And also it was a huge book. It was a thick rule book. I was like kind of almost intimidated to read this thing. But granted, because of so many pieces that they have, you needed a big rule book. So it did take me some time to read the rule book and to, you know, and I had to constantly be referencing the rule book as we played the game as well. So that was a, you know, that's not necessarily the most enjoyable thing, but it was very understandable. But, the gameplay, this game was so much fun. I played it with my wife and my brother-in-law, and I was the overseer, and so I was enjoying trying to kill them. But it was so much fun, just being able, and we laughed so hard sometimes because, you know, you get in there and you flick and you're just like trying to aim perfectly so you could hit the other people. And sometimes you just go off the board like crazy in the wrong direction because you flicked it too hard or flicked it at the wrong angle. And it was just so much fun because I think I dropped to the ground a couple times because my brother-in-law like just couldn't flick it that well. And he's like went way off. And even when he was like really close, and it was so, but the gameplay was fun because you flick it to hit the creatures and, you know, cast spells and everything. And then there's, you know, obstacles in the way that you have to get around sometimes. And it was just tons and tons of fun. So the overall experience that I had with the game was, it was just fantastic. I loved the game, and my wife loved it, and my brother-in-law loved it, and we just wanted to play it again. And so that was a big plus for us. So what I would recommend people to do this, is this a try before you buy or a buy right away? And I say, you go online right now and you buy this game because it was so much fun. Granted, it takes a little time to set up, you know, assemble and to get used to the game. But once you're in it, it is so much fun. So I would say go buy Catacombs. It's tons of fun and you'll have a great time just flicking these discs and trying to take each other out and just have a good time doing that. So go check out Catacombs by Ezra Corp and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.